The AI industry's product and infrastructure layer is moving fast this week. OpenAI and four rivals, Amazon, Microsoft, Cursor, and Vercel, have agreed on a single open standard for AI agent plugins. They're calling it Agent Plugins, and the core promise is that a developer can build one extension and have it run across ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, and other platforms that adopt the standard. This is the kind of interoperability move that sounds mundane, but is actually structurally significant. It's the difference between a fragmented ecosystem where developers have to build separately for each platform and a unified one where reach scales automatically.
The analogy I'd use is what happened with mobile apps when Apple and Google adopted common payment and distribution standards in certain areas. The standardization didn't eliminate competition, it actually intensified it by lowering the cost of entry and raising the bar on what differentiation had to mean. If Agent Plugins achieves real adoption, the competition among AI platforms will shift from "Can developers build for us?" to "Which platform runs their agents best?" That's a different kind of competition, and it tends to favor the platforms with the deepest infrastructure and the most users.
Google's talks for a potential $1.5 billion plus deal with AI coding startup Mechanize fits directly into this competitive context. Mechanize has been building tools for AI-assisted software development, not just code completion, but more autonomous coding agents that can execute multi-step programming tasks. Google acquiring Mechanize would be a direct counter to Microsoft's dominance in the AI coding space through GitHub Copilot and its partnership with OpenAI. The $1.5 billion figure, if accurate, reflects how competitive the coding AI market has become.
AMD's acquisition of a startup that, as described, hardwires AI models directly into chips is a fundamentally different kind of bet. The conventional approach to AI hardware is training and inference on general-purpose GPUs. What AMD is apparently buying is the ability to bake a specific AI model into silicon, meaning the inference happens at the hardware level without the latency and power overhead of running through a general processor. This is the kind of architectural approach that could dramatically change the economics of edge AI deployment.
The DeepSeek funding and pricing news is worth unpacking carefully because the two stories together tell a very specific tale. DeepSeek, the Chinese AI company that rattled Western AI stocks earlier this year with its efficient models, has resumed an $8 billion funding round at a $74 billion valuation. Simultaneously, it's signaling significant price hikes for its AI services. Those two facts seem contradictory until you understand that DeepSeek's initial pricing was below the cost of delivery, a customer acquisition strategy, not a sustainable business model. The funding round provides the runway to raise prices while the valuation reflects investors' belief in the underlying model quality.
This is also a good moment to talk about antitrust. Because several of today's stories, the Agent Plugin Standard, Google's Mechanize talks, AMD's acquisition, all involve large players either setting industry standards or acquiring potential competitors. There's a concept in antitrust law that's worth understanding here. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, makes it illegal to monopolize or attempt to monopolize a market. But here's what most people get wrong about how it actually works in practice. Having a large market share is not, by itself, illegal. The legal test requires demonstrating that a company obtained or maintained its dominant position through anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary behavior, predatory pricing designed to eliminate rivals, or acquisitions specifically intended to neutralize competitive threats rather than gain capabilities. A company that has 70% market share, because its product is genuinely better, has not violated the Sherman Act. A company that has 70% market share because it entered exclusive contracts that prevented competitors from reaching customers might have. The reason this matters in AI right now is that the standard setting process, like the Agent Plugins Agreement, can either be a genuine interoperability effort or a coordination mechanism that encodes incumbents' advantages into the format of the standard itself. Regulators at the FTC and DOJ are watching exactly this.
Samsung's floating data center approval from ABS, the American Bureau of Shipping, is an engineering story with real infrastructure implications. A 200-megawatt floating data center is a substantial facility, Samsung's design puts it at sea, which offers cooling advantages since ocean water can be used directly, and potentially regulatory flexibility since maritime law differs from land use rules. The ABS approval is a classification milestone. It means the design meets marine safety standards, but commercial deployment is still further down the road.